This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Scott Howell.
Hello, good neighbors, and welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast, brought to you by the Friends and Neighbors Group of Cleveland and the Greater Chattanooga area. My name is Scott Howell, and I'm your host. The purpose of the Good Neighbor Podcast, if just for you first-time listeners, is to bring awareness to the residents of our communities, of the locally owned and or operated businesses in Cleveland, Chattanooga, and the surrounding areas. Small local businesses are the backbone of our communities, and they need our support. And joining me today is our good neighbor, Piper Stromat at Boutique Living by Curate. Thanks for joining us today and being our special guest, Piper.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I've been looking forward to this. A lot of people won't know we tried to do this once before and had internet issues. So I've been excited to talk to you again and understand. I've looked at your website and just kind of amazed by what I saw. And but before we get into the business side of who Boutique Living is, tell me a little bit about yourself and your family.
Yeah, so I always joke that dirt runs in my blood. And so my grandparents actually are in civil construction, which then is my innate ability to have it in my blood, I guess you would say.
There you go.
I am born and raised here in Tennessee from Knoxville area and chose Chattanooga as my university that I attended for interior design and architecture, and then ended up staying here in Chattanooga to then again get into dirt, and dirt runs in my blood. So I started off with Green Tech Homes with Paul Truia at the ripe age of 22 and have been with him ever since and decided to partner with him to start Curate. And yeah, that's a fast track about me.
There you go. All right. And my understanding is that you're a co-founder in this company with the gentleman you spoke of. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah. He entrusted me with the vision of this side.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, that amazes me. You know, when someone breaks ground into an industry that maybe it's predominantly one-sided, and they break ground and find success, I just think it's a wonderful story. And I love to hear it. And I love to share it with others. So glad we got you to go on the program with us.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell me a little bit about Boutique Living by Curate. But tell me, just get in the depth of it. Tell me about it.
Absolutely. So we service the Chattanooga area. Right now, we are only in the Chattanooga area around downtown a little bit. So we actually build in North Shore, San Elmo, primarily in Black Creek. And we will do on your own lots in those areas, but we also have a lot of lots ourselves. So we do the development ourselves. We have building ready lots. And then we also look at on your own lots too. We have such a unique process that I really love telling people about. So I'm so glad that you asked that question. We actually pride on ourselves about having it be a boutique experience. So not only do you get the top of the line selections, the availability, you also get one-on-one attention where you have your own design team, you have your own project manager, you have your own procurement and estimating teams that are working behind you with Curate to make sure that each client's experience is top of the line. And that's something that we really wanted to do when we found ourselves not being able to service the industry to that standard when we were doing the production side with our sister company, Green Tech Homes. So we split the company in half. I decided to go this route with my partner, Paul Truia, and a couple other founders. And it's something that we're really excited to be able to showcase what we can do and our talents that we have around this. This is our bread and butter, and this is what we love to do every day with our teams.
You know, that's so interesting because when you talk about the name Boutique Living, you know, normally that's not a common term that I've heard a lot in building a home.
Right.
So can you help maybe dispel some of the myths or misconceptions that people might have behind that?
Oh, totally. Yeah. So we're not some niche builder that you can't get into or you may be priced out of. So we specialize in really anything beginning at 650. We have that product in Black Creek. So it's very It's very affordable to a lot of people when they may think, okay, you only build a million plus homes. Well, that's not really the case. We're able to really showcase what we can do talent-wise. Our designers are amazing, and our structural teams are amazing, and our project managers are amazing executing things from 650 and beyond. So yes, we can do the 2 millions, the 2.5 millions, and the 650s. So, and also timeline. A lot of people think, okay, you're a niche builder. You're going to take a really long time building a home, maybe a 2-year timeline, maybe a year timeline. We specialize in a year to 18 months. So that's something that we can say confidently that we have an aspect for every person almost.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that. Yeah, that helps. That helps guide us down the right path there. You know, we talk about business. That's what we're here to talk about, your business. But you know, a lot of you're now right now to our listening audience, you're the voice of the business. And so tell us about a little bit about Piper and her family and what she does for fun outside of work.
Yes. So I absolutely adore friends and family. And that's something that we stand behind. I curate, and that's something that is integrated to every relationship that we have. We want to treat you like family. We want you to be family at the end of the day. We want you to have the same experience that we would want to experience. So I love working out. I love being in the community. I love partnering with local businesses. I love spreading the word about what it means to be a woman in the industry, how it embodies everything that we do, but we also can support all aspects of the industry. I love education. So if you don't find me helping the business with Curate, you can find me at UTC teaching some of their classes, being a community member. I love giving back to our community. So you can find me doing anything after hours, networking wise possible. I have a beautiful black lab that I love. That's my baby, just a fur baby, and an amazing husband who's in the golf industry. So you may find us on the golf course or out and about. But yeah, I am lucky enough to say that my hobby is my passion of design. And so I'm pretty much doing that at all aspects of every time or networking about our companies.
There you go. So if you're not working or talking about work or thinking about work, you might be on the golf course or you might be at the gym
or at the college. Yes, exactly. Thinking through some more stuff, you know, relaxing and also getting a little off my mind too. So,
yeah. You know, the gym is therapy, right? That's what it's all so about, fun. Going there, yes. Getting therapy.
Yes, yes.
Piper, if I could just get a little bit more personal with you, just a little bit. You're talking about being a woman in the industry. You know, in the construction industry, it is predominantly male dominated. And so I've, when you speak on that, have you ever had any hardships or life challenges, maybe whether it's personal or work-wise, that you say that you know now that you rose above and because of it, you're better or stronger for it?
Absolutely. I think, nothing truly negative has ever come out of being in the industry like this. I will say there's always a time of doubt whenever you're in the room full of people, but you have to take that opportunity to treat them how you would want to be treated, but also spill your knowledge, get it out there, be bold, be confident. I think there was one time where I was younger and being a younger woman on the job site, you could get catcalled, or you could get, hey girl, come here, or let me take a look at you, or just the normal things. And that has calmed down a lot since there have been more women on the job sites. But yeah. I think that was one thing that really shaped my mind of, instead of going onto a job site and being nervous to talk to whoever it may be, introduce myself, say good morning, say hello, can I help you find anything? And introduce my position. And hi, I'm a designer for Curate. I'm gonna be on job site today. Can I answer any questions for you? Or how's everything going? How are y'all doing? So almost initiating that conversation myself rather than walking on there kind of timid. And like I said, it hasn't really been a thing in like the past, I want to say 5 to 7 years. But when I first started out, it was hey, Blondie, come here, or just whatever it may be. So it kind of made women felt more uncomfortable. But I think now that we've made a stance in the community and overall, there's a lot more women in construction these days than a lot of people think. So one thing that I'm very prideful of is Curate is 66% women. When you see people on the job site, our lead superintendent, Laura Brown, she's absolutely insanely talented, but she's kind of really stood her ground as well for having respect on the job site, for having people come to her to ask questions and to answer, et cetera. So I think it's all about setting precedents. And that's something that I'm trying to have younger women get on in the site, get in the industry, and really take a stance with, hi, I'm here to help you. I have a lot of knowledge to give, and I have a lot of growth to give too. And I want to be in this to grow as well. So over the years, I'm really proud to see how far we've come and to be able to say, well, yes, we love our men. We respect our men. They do amazing things for us, but it's also great to have those extra design details, those eyes, those listening ears, the compassion, and allow our homeowners feel heard by having 66% women in the building industry for Curate.
That's incredible. 66%. That's amazing. That's wonderful. When you say that, it sounds like to me that basically what you're saying is that if you want respect, you first need to respect yourself, because you know why you're there, and you know why, you know what you bring to the table.
And yes.
I see what you're saying. That's a very inspiring. If there was one thing that you could shout from the rooftop about Boutique Living by Curate, if there's one thing that you could stand on the rooftops of Chattanooga and let people know, what would it be?
Oh my gosh. I cannot say enough about our processes. I think for just looking at this as a business owner and working with a lot of people in the community, it's something to be proud of. We have from all the way from start to finish planned out to where if somebody says, hey, I want to be in Black Creek. I want to be in North Shore. I want to be in St. Elmo. But how do I get there? We have that lending hand to where we basically just reach out and say, well, let us guide you to the finish line. And what I love most importantly about our teams is they always start with the question, how do you live? How's your lifestyle? Not what is your price point? Where do you want to be? How many bedrooms do you want? It's how do you live? Are you right-handed or left-handed? Are you looking for a lot of light? Are you looking to be more private? What is it that you're looking for, and how do we help you achieve your lifestyle in your brand new home and make it you? Not what everybody else thinks it should be, not whatever your neighbor thinks it should be. It's how do you live and how do you portray your lifestyle within that? So that's something I can shout from the rooftops all day long. And then also our finishes. Our finishes are always top of the line. We may not be the cheapest builder. We may not be the most expensive, but we have that true groundbreaking price range for people to choose from that is really high quality, really great look. And a lot of it can be priced into that fixed priced home or cost plus home. So that's a few things I could shop from this.
Yeah. I can tell you're very passionate about what you do. It's inspiring to see. And it may amaze me when you said you asked people if they're left-handed or right-handed. I never thought about that before. So that's pretty insightful that you would be that, particular to their needs to ask them that type of question.
Absolutely. And we do everything from what are your needs energy wise to what is your needs being left-handed or right-handed, because there's nothing worse than being a left-handed couple together and living in a right-handed home. But it is right-hand's better for resale. But if it's your forever home, or perhaps your family's all over the heights of 6'2".
Yeah.
That was a little bit different building a house than the average height of people. So we really go into a lot of those aspects, and we try to think of that beforehand to where that's already pre-designed in a lot of our homes that most people don't know. And that's how far we go in the design realm to be able to do that.
I can see where that'd be beneficial. I've got some friends that are 6'6 plus, I can see where that would be very beneficial. Well, definitely. You know, whether online or offline, Piper, if somebody wanted to find out more, reach out to y'all, how would they find out about you?
Well, the good thing is we're on every platform possible. So YouTube houses all of our showcase of our portfolio, and you can go on there. It's called Curate Homes, and it's the curated home. And then you can also reach us on any social media platforms. We are on Instagram. It's Curate Boutique Living. So Curate _Boutique Living. We're on Facebook, and that is Boutique Living by Curate. Our website is www.curatechat.com. And you can get any information out of there. And if you really can't find us on any of those platforms, you can give us a shout and you can come by our model home in Black Creek, which is open Tuesdays through Sundays. And you can come any of those times. And we have open houses every single Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 5.
What is the address of the model home, Piper?
423 Sun Valley Road. And that is in, of course, Chattanooga, Tennessee. And 37415.
So that's in Black Creek.
Black Creek. All right. Yes, and you won't miss out on that model home. It's very unique. So if you need ideas, be sure to go there.
A good example of what Boutique Living by Curate's all about.
True showcase of it. And if we can't find it there, we'll find you something else.
Absolutely. Well, Piper, it's been my pleasure to get to know more about you and your company today. It's been a lot of fun. And very, very interesting. So thank you for sharing not only your ideas, but also your passion.
Well, thank you so much, Scott. And I really appreciate it. And of course, if anybody's listening and you have more to discuss, please give us a call. We'd be happy to help.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And to all the good neighbors of the Cleveland and the Chattanooga area, after meeting Piper and learning more about Boutique Living by Curate, I know she hopes that you will take a moment to consider all they have to offer. And remember them when you need or want the products and services that they provide. And before ending this episode, I would like to thank you all for taking the time out of your busy day to visit with us at the Good Neighbor Podcast. Always remember to support the locally owned and operated businesses in Cleveland and the greater Chattanooga area. This is Scott Howell with the Friends and Neighbors Group. Everyone go out and make this a remarkable day.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpcleveland.com. That's gnpcleveland.com or call 423-380-1984.